actually, let me go into the story.
Okay.
Mainly what happened is I noticed that you had reached out to me earlier today relative to a case that you're associated with. Basically, I just wanted to find out what perspective you are, because my position started this podcast project called Learn More Truth.
Okay, so you want me to just get started, huh?
Oh, yeah. Tape's rolling.
Okay, so my name is, my appellation is Tetali Bot-Zilpa-El. I'm a Moor national here in the Americas. I grew up on the West Coast, and I call it Khalifa territory now because I understand that California and all the other states are corporate entities. And so now I make that distinction in regards to where I live, and I try to go to the most natural source in regards to the territory I live in. So I grew up in the Bay Area of San Francisco. My parents got divorced, you know, and so we moved into a neighborhood that wasn't as safe as it was when my mom and dad were married. While I grew up in the Visitation Valley area in San Francisco, you know, it was a rougher neighborhood and stuff, so I was exposed to a lot of things, but my mom and my family, you know, everybody tried to counter that, those experiences that we were having with the church. And so through church is how I come to learn about my Moorish heritage. I was in church one day, and I went to a Pentecostal church. I've tried Baptist and, you know, and all those different denominations. And this church was a large church, and they had a bishop that was leading a congregation, and he said something that was not a true quote in the Bible. And he said it in front of the church while we were having service. And I looked around to see, you know, if anybody was bothered or, you know, showed any signs of discomfort or, you know, surprise. And everybody was just listening to him, you know, preach the sermon. And so I said, wow, you know, as important as it is for the truth to set us free, and for the and for all these things to happen for us, the blessings that's supposed to happen for us, if we are in line with the word of God, it's like you can't be in line if you don't know the truth. Alignment, that started me on my journey of self to understand what's going on, you know, how come we're not getting the right information, this is so important. And so then I learned about the Israelite movement, and through that, and then I learned about being a Moor. And so, you know, so I went from Christianity to Israelite to Moor. So that's been my journey since 2015.
Okay, so it's been about five years through that particular journey, that aspect from Christianity to Israelite to Moors now?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So was it like an epiphany? Would it be, or a series of different realizations that you think you had enable you to reach this level of understanding?
Okay, so here's what really drove me. Because of the Christianity teaching talked about prosperity and a good life, if you know, if you're with God and you're with Christ. And so with that understanding, I got married to a man who was studying to be a pastor himself, and his mother was a pastor. So I thought I was on the right road. I'm in church and I'm with a godly man, you know, and he has his background. And so I said, well, this must be it. You know, I'm doing all the right things. You know, if you do a formula, it should work.
Right.
And so things start to fall apart. And he was indifferent to going to church, you know, after we got married. Then he started to become indifferent towards me, and just things are just weird. I was like, you know, where is this power and this peace that you're supposed to have through this Christianity? And that's what really catapulted my journey, seeing that I was doing all the things that I thought would give me the result. And then on top of that, when I heard the pastor lie, that, you know, gave me a signal and said, okay, well, we can't get the right results if we're not getting the right information. And I told my husband that I heard a lie in church. And then we were at home lying in bed listening to a Christian channel, and then we were picking up lies there. And I said, listen, I'm hearing a lie again. And I said, and this is a platform that reaches millions of people. So there are millions of people being lied to at the same time. And I thought that that was very destructive for a Christian world to lie to people. So I was just blown. And so, but anyway, so, and then to find out my own, you know, personal life in Christianity, it wasn't working out. So that's what just got me on the journey.
So invariably you learned more truth.
Yes.
Well, so you actually learned some certain truths from behaviors that you've seen, things to you that proved it to you that your path wasn't necessarily the right fit for you. So you started investigating, you know, the Moorish history, Moorish heritage, Moorish science, right?
Yes.
Okay. What would your goals and objectives be if you would care to share that?
Well, let me back up a little bit on that and say that my goal was about me. It was about learning truth and reaching those goals of prosperity and peace. Then it expanded from that, because once I learned that it's not about me, and then I am being used as a vessel for the bigger picture. So when I just tried to do me, you know, because I just wanted to do me and get that peace and shut my door, but I was not able to do that. So I learned that because I am trailblazing, that I don't have the privilege. I'm just not in a position, because the ancestors need people who are competent, who can open doors for other people, you know. And my goal, just to have an understanding of who I am and where I am in this world and what I can get for myself, turned into make it happen for other people. And when I get to myself, I don't even know when that'll be.
Right. Fair to say that we're like-minded people in this. From what I gather from what you just said here and from correspondence this morning that I got from you, is that we're basically trying to go on a path to help encourage others, convince others that, you know, they need to look into themselves and declare themselves and realize who they are, and possibly take this path, you know, realizing that they're Moors. I mean, am I off assessment on that?
No, I think we're like-minded as well. I think your assessment is on point.
I classify myself, I'm still in the matrix, so to speak, because I still have, you know, we still have jobs. Those of us that are out here as Moors, we still work. A lot of us are entrepreneurs, though, because we're trying to break away from the so-called matrix.
Yes.
Is there an occupation that you care to share that you actually do? Do you have a business, or basically trying to do our best to just try to get to earn fiat, I guess, so to speak. And not to sound, but we need to maintain a living at some point.
Yes, absolutely. And here's the thing. Here's what drove me to find myself. It's because when I was in the Christian world and I met my husband, he was an electrician, I was a carpenter, and I was like, oh, that's great. You know, we're both in the same kind of field and everything, and we're both, you know, have the Christian background. This should be a cakewalk, you know? So none of that happened. I couldn't keep a job. You know, some of the workers on the field would say, why are you here, you know, doing construction? You're too articulate. You sound too competent. Why are you here? And I was like, wow. is that who they're looking for, incompetent people? You know, so they were telling me I didn't fit. I didn't have the career I wanted. I didn't have the marriage I wanted. I did not have the Christian life I wanted. And I was like, what is going on? Because I'm doing all the things that should give me success, that should give me comfort in life, you know? When all those things didn't happen, I said, I am grateful that it didn't happen, because I would be so far into my career and my cookie cutter life that I would not have any compassion or care about what's going on in the world. I would even say, hey, you know, people need to get a job, or people need to get off the street. I would be callous. Or, you know, or while I was in going to work, there were people telling me that they have been hurt on the job. And I would proceed to tell them, come to church, you know, mm-hmm. let them pray for you, or he'll heal you. And most people, they are not as delusional as I have been about church. And they're like, you know what, you know, they can't do anything for me. And I wouldn't waste my time. While I was working, I was starting to get hurt. It was just the job was starting to take its toll on me. I was recently married, and I was laying in the bed, and I had to take pills just so I wouldn't be hurt while I'm trying to go to sleep. And then I was living off pills for maybe a month or something. And I said, this is not the way. You know, my husband has no idea how much pain I'm in. And it would be a disservice to him to be married to somebody who's young and he has to take care of her for the rest of her life physically, you know? So with that in mind, I started to even get uncomfortable about telling people to come to church, because I'm like, this God that I'm saying is so wonderful and I'm telling people, come praise the Lord, he's good, he loves you, but I'm not feeling the love because I'm laying here next to my husband and I don't even know if I can get up the next morning. So where is the God that I'm telling them that they can experience and I'm not experiencing it myself?
Not at all.
Not at all. And so that has made me look at some things, and it has given me the experience so that I'm not so blind and that I can understand what other people are going through.
Okay.
And I could be realistic about what we can do for them, you know? And so that has been part of my journey too. You know, there's just so many avenues that got me to learning about who I am. And when my income wasn't where it should have been, I'm even grateful for that, because I know that it would have kept me blind. I would have been in this world where, because at one time when I was working, you know, I was buying nice clothes. Like right now in my career, I should be making like $60 an hour. So that would bring me, I guess, in a 200, 150, 175 bracket or something like that.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yes. And then my husband, he should be well over $250,000. So our income together, we're just buying up, driving the economy like crazy with our Mercedes. Even like when we were talking about going back to work, he said he wanted us to get matching Mercedes. But my mind had changed at that point because I was starting to wake up. But because of our income, that's how we would have lived. We would have lived trying to get all the material things that we could.
Right. And then that's what kind of draws you in more, the materialistic aspect. Fact is, you realize, I mean, I'm just speaking for myself, you realize that you're just existing.
Yes.
You know, you're existing on sustenance, even though it's at a premium level.
Yes.
During the course of that, you lose yourself. You lose who it is you really are.
Yes.
And then you're throwing a curveball when you start finding out information about roughly the systemic aspects of it all, and understanding that by virtue of your ancestry that you are entitled to an inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that flipped my wig.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, think about how back in the day there were these movies, that's Malcolm X movie by Spike Lee, different Panther movie, different presentations, the Black Panther Party itself, when you study and learn history about it, going to lectures and stuff like that.
Mm.
I just bought a book about Khalid Muhammad, and him proclaiming that, saying publicly that he's a Moor, I'm a Moor, and then understanding and realizing how he came up. I just started that book, actually. It's a 500-page piece, but not that I'm necessarily promoting it, but what I am promoting is for us to read more books.
Yes. Yeah,
so
open your mind.
Right. Just open your mind and expand and learn for yourself, which is key behind doing this. Now, let's see here. You know what? Let me ask a few questions that are kind of... All right, now, let's see. A zombie apocalypse is coming. Who are three people you want on your team?
A zombie.
Curveball.
Okay, so my daughters.
Okay.
Yeah, my daughters. Because they have a level of consciousness, and so they are more ambitious than I am. They drive me, you know.
Tell us more about that, then. I mean, ambitious, when you say ambitious, what aspect are they becoming involved in? Is it like a call to action that they're engaged in, or what are they doing themselves?
Well, they woke up before I did, but they woke up as Israelites.
Wow.
But they said, you know, there's something going on. You got to look at this, Mom. We woke up as Israelites. They woke up as Israelites. And so they brought me in because I was becoming conscious too, but I just didn't know what I should be looking at. And so these girls, they go all in because it's important to them to be who they are and to live the right way. And so they have been a driving force for me to look into it. And so then I brought more science to them. When I brought more science to them, they were open to it, and so we're working it together, you know, to have an understanding and to be active more. So we have been doing court actions, positioning ourselves as law enforcement, and those are my girls. So, yeah, those are the two people in the apocalypse that will be with me.
Now, let me stop you there as far as law enforcement, okay, because I disclosure here. I'm
okay. Okay.
I'm a retired law enforcement officer. I'm actually a retired sheriff's deputy from Southern California.
Oh, my God. My God.
Yes. Now, I kind of keep that close to me because I don't want to, one, I don't want to scare anybody off. I don't want anyone to think that I'm an agent.
Okay.
We have going on in popular media when we associate ourselves with empowerment, being persons of, well, I'm going to use a misnomer, being so-called persons of color, and you decide that you are conscious, people are looking at you kind of funny. And then that's not involved and associated with me at all.
Okay.
I'm pretty open as far as that goes, as far as my history and my background goes, and I feel that I could be an asset to some extent. And there's a reason why I'm here, relative to more science and learning of self and advancing people to learn more of themselves, because it's important. It's vital. I would say that it's vital with everything that's been going on, with this reset that's actually going on. Even if this didn't happen, if we didn't, you know, weren't involved in this pandemic situation and everything that encompasses it and that's controlling it, we need to be on our proper standing as a particular people.
Yes.
Understand who you are. And I went through the experience, different situations in this skin. Even though I'm a lighter hue and complexion, I was still categorized as black.
Yeah.
I've had certain experiences in full uniform. I'd show up at somebody's house to render assistance to them, they wouldn't answer the door to me.
Damn.
Basically, just in a nutshell, I was watched from the time that I put pen to paper and applied for that position to the time.
Oh, that's cool.
So what I'm doing is trying to educate people from my station in life and share my experiences from that and from where I am now, having the ability to be told. That's, you know, I share stories, my own stories and other people's stories, and seeing where we could actually form a union, because we're not going to all agree on everything. I'm not out here trying to mislead people. I'm not out here debating. I'm not out here arguing. I'm out here presenting the information because we want to just leave it out there.
Okay.
I'm fascinated to find out that your daughters have actually brought you to a particular level of consciousness. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
It tells me that we're doing this for the kids. It tells me for the younger generations coming up behind us. Because I have a teenage son myself. So, you know, and I'm having talks with him little by little. Because it's I'm coming into consciousness. I have long been aware. I've been aware, but not necessarily fully conscious.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
You know, because I've, you know, we've run the gamut. We've had to, you know, pursue careers. I mean, you made quite a bit more money than I did, by the way.
Probably only because I'm, you know, working out of San Francisco in the general Bay Area. So, but otherwise, and that's just the latest pay scale that we're probably at right now, because I left at $52 an hour. Well, that's where I stopped. So.
Well, I was pushing the black and white, working overtime at that amount.
Yeah.
And working double shifts. But anyway, that. So okay, now.
But look, may I ask you a question before you go ahead? Have you heard of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association?
No, I'm afraid I
haven't. Bolster your immune system. Help alleviate stress. Take in those minerals and vitamins that you really need. Nutrients like vitamin B, omega fatty acids 3, 6, and 9, and many more nutrients. More Beauty now offers hemp seed oil. We all know that health is wealth. We must do all we can to maintain it. More Beauty offers 100% hemp seed oil, a natural option. Hemp seed oil, available from More Beauty. Order yours today from theembassyofthemoors.org. Theembassyofthemoors.org.